在开始的时候，
我还是请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
Let us start the meeting by reading the Word of God together.
请弟兄姊妹打开撒加利亚书第一章。
Let us open to the book of Zechariah and chapter 1.
撒加利亚书第一章
The book of Zechariah, chapter 1,
16-17节
verse 16 and 17.
所以耶和华如此说，现今我回到耶路撒冷，仍施怜悯，我的殿必重建在其中，准绳必拉在耶路撒冷之上，这是万军之耶和华说的。你要再宣告说，万军之耶和华如此说，我的诚意必在丰盛发达，耶和华必在安慰锡安，拣选耶路撒冷。
16:17 Therefore thus says the Lord, I am returning to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built in it, says the Lord of hosts, and a surveyor's line shall be stretched out over Jerusalem.Again proclaiming, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, My cities shall again spread out through prosperity. The Lord will again comfort Zion, and will again choose Jerusalem.
出埃及记第二十五章
And Exodus chapter 25.
我们先读第八节和第九节
We're going to read verse 8 and 9.
又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间，制造帐幕和其中的一切器具，都要照我所指示你的样式。
Verse 9, 8 and 9 And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show you, that is, the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all its furnishings.Just as you shall make it.
第四十节
Then verse 40.
要谨慎做这些物件，都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
And see to it that you make them according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain.
我们再请看《使徒行传》
We're going to look at Acts.
《使徒行传》第七章
Chapter 7
使徒行传第七章第四十四节
Acts chapter 7 and verse 44
我们的祖宗在旷野有法柜的帐幕是神吩咐摩西叫他照着所看见的样式做的
Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, as he appointed, instructing Moses to make it according to the pattern that he had seen.
最后我们看希伯来书第八章。
And lastly, we're going to look at the book of Hebrews, chapter 8.
希伯来书第八章第五节
And verse 5.
他们供奉的是本是天上事的形状和影像，正如摩西将要造帐幕的时候，蒙神警戒他说：“你要谨慎做各样的物件，都要照着在山上指示你的样式。”
Verse 5 Who served the copy and shadow of the heavenly things, as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle?For he said, See that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain.
我们请低头再有点简短的祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
O Lord, we want to thank you from our hearts.
我们晚上又有这样的机会可以一同聚在你的跟前。
For you've given us the opportunity tonight to gather before you.
主啊，我们求你扬起脸来。
Lord, we pray that you lift up thy face.
用你脸上的荣光照亮我们。
And let the glory of your light shine upon us.
在今天这个黑暗的时代中
For in today's dark presence,
让我们能够明白你的心意。
That we may understand your will.
让我们知道如何跟随你。
That we may know how to follow you.
主啊，我们渴望你能够早日的回来。
Lord, our heart longs for thy return.
但是我们要仰望你的怜悯。
We'd also ask for your mercy.
让我们成为一般预备好的百姓。
So that we as your people may be ready.
祝愿晚上你与整个聚会同在。
Lord, we do ask that you be present with our meeting tonight.
用厚厚的膏油来涂抹。
That use your anointing to anoint us.
让说话的能顺从圣灵的带领。
The one that's speaking may follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
让听的里面的耳朵也是开通的。
And those that hear may have an open ear to receive.
主啊，愿你的话语不落空。
We pray that your word will not fall on void.
给我们带来亮光，带来供应，带来激励。
But it will bring us light and bring our revelation and bring our help.
我们谢谢你，永远是怜悯我们的神。
We thank you for you always have mercy upon us.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
And we pray all this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
下午我们已经和弟兄姊妹说到。
This afternoon we have spoken to brothers and sisters.
撒迦利亚用神的话激励当时以色列的百姓。
For the prophet Zechariah, by the word of God, have stirred up, the people of Israel at that time.
他有一个非常重要的提醒。
And he brought to them a very important reminder.
当以色列百姓在重新起来建造圣殿的时候。
When the children of God rise up to rebuild the temple.
他提醒神的百姓。
And he was there to remind God's people.
是神这样说的。
And God has said.
神说我的准神。必拉在耶路撒冷之上。
For the measuring line shall be stretched over Jerusalem.
所以虽然那个时候距离西乃山已经有一千多年的时间。
For at that time it was almost 1,000 years from the time they were at Mount Sinai.
我们看见时代改变。
And we can see many things change.
人改变。
People change.
环境改变。
And even that situation change.
但是神的旨意从来都不改变。
But God's will never change.
这个对我们今天来讲是何等严肃的一个提醒。
And the same important thing speaks to us today.
我们可以这样说，这个准神就是神的标准。
We can say the measuring line is God's standard.
那么这个准神呢，就是基督的自己。
And this measuring line is Christ Himself.
而这个耶路撒冷呢，就是教会的预表。
And Jerusalem.Is representing the church today.
所以按照今天的话来讲
So according to today's words,
神仍旧以他的儿子做标准建立地上的众教会。
God still using his son as the standard to build the church today.
下午我已经讲过
And this afternoon,
教会是神的工作不是人的工作。
The building the church is God's work and not man's work.
我们不可以按照我们自己的想法
We cannot do things according to our own ways.
我们不能给神的家定标准的。
For we cannot use our standard to do God's work.
弟兄姊妹，这是得罪神的事情。
For that is offending God.
所以我们需要从神的话语里面明白神的标准。
So we need to come to the word of God to understand what is God's standard.
所以在旧约的时代。
So during the Old Testament,
神用建造会幕这件事情。
And God used the building of the tabernacle
来说明他建造的一个标准。
And through that, to show forth his standard of building the tabernacle.
虽然是预表的时代
Even though it's just a representation.
但是却是非常的清楚。
But it was done very clearly.
我们知道这个会幕
And we know that the tabernacle
是神在地上的居所。
It was to be God's dwelling place on earth.
就像今天的教会一样。
Just the same as the church today.
也是神的居所。
It's also God's dwelling place.
这个不是你的家，也不是我的家。
For the church is not your house, not my house.
或者说我们今天蒙恩得救了，我们得住在神的家中。
If we put it in another way, today we are saved to be live in God's house.
保罗告诉我们说，这家就是永生神的教会。
And Paul even told us, this is the house of the living God.
所以这是神的居所。
And this is where God dwells.
神一定要按照他所喜悦的来建造。
And God is going to build it according to what pleases him.
就像我们弟兄姊妹在地上你去买房屋一样。
And just the same as brother and sister on the earth when you go and purchase a house.
你有你的兴趣，有你有的眼光，对不对？
Because what you have what you like and what you look for.
有的时候别人给你什么建议，你恐怕也不接受的。
And sometimes you hear other people give you advice, and yet you will not listen.
何况是神的家呢？
And how about the house of God?
我们的神有多伟大？
Our God is so mighty.
弟兄姊妹们，他是超乎我们想象的伟大。
For it's way about what we can think and thought of.
他的圣洁和公义都不是你我能想象的。
God's holiness and God's righteousness is beyond our comprehension.
本来在旧约圣经里面，圣经对大卫讲。
And also in the Old Testament, God spoke to David.
创造万有的神绝不住人手所造的殿。
For the God that created heaven and earth will not dwell in a house made by man's hand.
我们能造什么样的房屋给神住呢？
And then how can we create a house for God?
但是今天神愿意住在他的百姓当中。
But today, God is willing to dwell among his people.
神把建造教会的责任托付给我们。
And today, God has given you and me the responsibility to build a church.
所以我们必须明白神的标准。
And that's why we must understand God's standard.
我们才能与他同工。
Then we can co-worker with God.
一同建造教会。
And together to build his church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
so dear brothers and sisters,
这是严肃的事情。
This is a very serious matter.
所以你看见在旧约圣经的里面，
so we can see that in the Old Testament Bible.
当他要建造会幕的时候，
just before they come to build the tabernacle,
他对摩西多次的警告，
and God have told Moses repeatedly,
一再讲说你要谨慎，
you must be careful,
你要谨慎。
And be careful.
你要谨慎。
And be careful.
你要谨慎。
And be careful.
你去读圣经里面多少次神这样提醒他。
And you read the Bible, God has reminded him many times.
你一定要按照山上的样式来建造会幕。
You must build the tabernacle according to the pattern in the mountain.
我们都很清楚。
And we are clear about that.
这个会幕啊，实在来讲也没有多大。
If we look at the tabernacle, it's not that big at all.
那个整个会幕大概只有我们这个大厅的恐怕三分之一。
And maybe that tabernacle is almost one third of this hall here.
那么摩西是一个有智慧的人。
And Moses is the one that with wisdom.
他曾经为埃及建造两座积货城呢。
Because Moses used to build a barn for Egypt.
那么大的城他都能建造。
And there was two cities for that.
一个小小的帐幕。
And now he's building a small tabernacle.
他可以对神说。
Maybe he can tell God.
神啊，你放心啊。
And there's nothing to worry about it, God.
你交给我吧。
And just give it to me.
我把它建造起来，恐怕有你想象的十倍大。
I will build it maybe 10 times bigger than what you will show me.
但是我们知道，在建造会幕的事上。
But we see that in the matter of building the tabernacle.
神连一根线都不让他来设计。
But yet God would not Moses to make his own decision about one single thread.
在最小的事情上，神都不交给摩西来定规。
And even the smaller thing, God will not just give it to Moses to do it himself.
弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们必须有敬畏主的心。
We need to come with God with a reverent heart.
教会是神的家。
For the church is God's house.
我们必须按照神的标准来建造。
We must build it according to God's standard.
所以旧约时代中，神已经给我们看见一个榜样了。
So in the Old Testament, God already show us an example.
神多次对摩西讲。
For many times, God have told Moses.
你要谨慎，照着山上指示你的样式。
Be careful that you build according to the pattern show you on the mountain.
那个意思就是说，神告诉你，神有他的标准。
Because God has his standard.
绝对不能够 越过这个标准。
And we cannot deviate from God's standard.
弟兄姊妹们，在西乃山上关于会幕的启示。
Brother and sister, when the revelation is on Mount Sinai,
那个标准就是后来所谓的那个准绳。
And that revelation is what Zechariah speak of, the measuring line.
早上下午我们已经讲过。
And this afternoon we spoke about that.
神把这会幕启示给摩西的时候。
And when God revealed the pattern of the tabernacle to Moses.
我们看见这会幕里面就有了四样的重要的标准。
And we see that within the tabernacle there are four things which are very important.
第一个是品质的标准。
And the first one is quality and character.
我们就讲过为什么神救了我们他要把生命赐给我们。
And we spoke on why is that God saved us and also give us life.
为什么神在我们身上要做改变的工作。
Why is God doing the work of transformation in our lives?
因为我原来这个堕落的人呢、啊、这个败坏的人呢、啊、这个品质神是完全不能用的。
Because as a fallen man, our character and quality God cannot use.
神要用他儿子的性格来代替我们的性格。
For God wants to use His Son's character to replace our character.
那么要改变我们这个人。
And to change us.
神要把我们拉到他所要的那个标准里面。
And God wants to lift us up to His standard.
是把我们从卑贱的变成尊贵的。
And so that from being despised to lift up to be glorious.
让我们符合于他建造的。那个标准
so that we can be fitted for his, according to his standard.
弟兄姊妹，这是极大的恩典。
And brother and sister, that is amazing grace.
我们蒙恩得救的人呢
We who are saved by grace.
我们蒙恩年日越久越知道自己的败坏。
And the longer we are saved, the longer we see ourselves being corrupt.
一个基督徒越蒙恩年日久越知道自己是罪人。
As a Christian,The more years you've been saved, the more you see yourself as corrupt.
这个才是正常的一个现象。
And that is a very normal condition.
感谢我们的神。
Would、
他没有丢弃我们。
He did not forsake us.
用我们来作为他建造家的材料。
But have used us to be the material to build his house.
所以他必须在我们身上做改变的工作。
And that's why he must do the work of transformation in
our
life. 但是
为着这个改变我们的主耶稣付上何等大的代价。
But in order to bring this transformation, our Lord Jesus had to pay a great price.
你看见他在十字架上那个痛苦，那个所受的那个羞辱。
You see the suffering that our Lord Jesus went on the cross, and even how he was being despised.
不仅为了救我们
，and not only he willing to save us,
他要改变我们
，but he also want to transform us.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So, brother and sister,
我们知道我们这个堕落的人改变不容易的。
To change a fallen man is not easy.
啊，你要增加点知识很容易。
But if you just want to gain more information, it's easy.
你多读几本书，你知识就多了。
And you read few more books and you'll gain more knowledge.
但是我们这个人呢、啊，稍微要改变一点点都非常不容易。
But if you want a person to change or transform a little bit, it's very difficult.
我们就知道神是何等的爱我们。
And from this, we can see how great God loves us.
为了达到他的目的
Because he wants to fulfill his purpose.
他付了多么沉重的代价
And he has paid a great price.
我常常对弟兄姊妹这样说
Quite often, I have to tell brothers and sisters.
你看见主耶稣在十字架上所付上那个重大的代价所受的痛苦
We see the great suffering.And the price that Jesus had paid on the cross.
你就知道神下面要得着的那件事情是多么的大。
Then you start to understand the thing that God wants to accomplish is so great.
如果今天主这样付代价。
Because our Lord willing to pay such a great price.
所谓的得着的教会就是我们这个样子。
Does he really just want to gain a church like our current condition?
啊，我们弄几个聚会，弄几个节目。
If we just organize a few meetings and a few activities,
很多人说哎呀，办教会太容易了。
And some people say, oh, to start a church is easy.
找一个地方。
Find a place first.
找一班人。
And then find some people together.
弄个牧师。
and then to find a pastor,
弄一套的里面的节目,
and then start with a program,
弄个诗班唱唱诗,
and then start with a choir,
这就是教会,
and then a church is formed.
我常常讲, 如果主的死就是得到这么一个东西, 主死得不值得了, 对不对?
And I quite often ask, if the Lord Jesus paid such a price to gain a church like that, then it's not worthy at all.
真正的教会, 绝不是你所想象的。
The true church is not like the way you think about it.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 主不仅救了我们, 主要改变我们。
So brother and sister, our Lord not only want to save us, but he want to transform us.
今天改变不了。
If today he cannot transform you,
将他用千年改变你,
then he'll use 1,000 years to transform you.
所以约翰给我们一个盼望。
And so, the apostle John gave us a hope.
他说他若显现, 我们就大家都像他。
And he said, when he appear, we shall be like him.
神定规了, 一定要把你改变得完成。
For God has set his mind, he will transform you.
但是如果今天我们就知道的话呢?
But if we know about that today,
我们配合得多,
then we can cooperate.
我们在地上能为他做见证。
While we are on the earth, we can be his testimony.
我们能荣耀他的圣名。
We can bring him glory.
这是主喜悦的。
And that's what the Lord pleases.
你想今天主在地上寻找什么?
Do you know what the Lord is looking for today?
他不仅寻找罪人回来。
He's not only looking for sinners to bring them home.
他更在找他自己的家。
But he's also looking for a dwelling place.
他要找个安息的所在。
He wants to find a place where he can at rest.
我们的聚会能让神安息吗?
We need to ask, is our gathering can bring rest to God?
如果我们的教会能符合于神家的原则,
if our church is built according to God's standard,
必须按照神的标准,
then we meet his standard.
所以我们需要在主面前追求能有更多的长进。
Then we need to pursue before him and grow before him.
所以会幕让我们看见第一个标准,
so the tabernacle show us his first standard.
神要求品质的标准。
And God is looking for quality in character.
神绝不妥协。
For God will not compromise.
我们那都是马马虎虎的，对不对?
If you, for man, we just wishy-washy.
我们常常笑这个彼得在变化山上。
So often we speak about Peter when he's at the Mount Transfiguration.
摩西跟以利亚出现,
and he saw that Moses and Elijah appeared.
彼得说, 主啊, 我们在这里搭山做棚,
and he said, Lord, let me build 3 tabernacles here.
你知道, 这就是我们的思想,
and this is how we think.
哎, 我们觉得教会没关系, 搭个棚子嘛,让主在里面休息休息就好了。
We feel that maybe we can just build a tabernacle and let the Lord have a rest.
弟兄姊妹, 主才不要住你的棚子呢。
But God may not want to dwell in your tent.
所以彼得这么一讲, 神马上用云彩把山头遮住了。
And as Peter spoke about that, then God put the cloud covering it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so dear brother and sister,
教会不是个棚子啊。
The church is not just a tent.
教会是神的家。
The church is the house of God.
所以你不能马马虎虎随随便便就做了。
So we not carelessly to do what we like in it.
我们都知道我们达不到神的标准。
And we know that by ourselves we cannot attain to God's standard.
但是神会使我们达到这个标准。
But God's able to make us to meet up to his standard.
所以他不仅把生命赐给我们。
So he not only have given us life.
他也差遣圣灵住在我们的里面。
And he has sent the Holy Spirit to dwell within us.
天天的在做改变的工作。
And daily, he's transforming us.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
所以保罗告诉我们,
so Paul tells us,
基督徒的一生,
the life of a Christian,
是从恩典达到恩典,
is from grace to grace.
每一样都是神的恩典。
For everything in life is God's grace.
我们一点都不能做什么。
There's nothing that's out of ourselves.
只愿主使我们的眼睛得开。
And may the Lord open our eyes to see.
能看见, 神要按照他的标准建造教会。
We may see that God is going to build his church according to his standard.
所以我们说了, 这个会幕第一方面启示出来的, 神的建造有品质的标准。
So we look at the first aspect, God's building of his house is by the quality in character.
那么今天晚上呢, 我们要讲第二个点。
And now, tonight, we want to look at the second point.
这里有样式的标准。
And here, God show us a pattern.
那么，主若许可，明天早晨我们要讲这个规范的标准。
And so tomorrow, by God's grace, we want to share about the specification or the norm.
最后一天我们要讲侍奉人的标准。
And then lastly, we want to look at the standard for the one that's serving.
当我们提到这个样式的时候
，So when we speak about the pattern,
我们知道当初神造人的时候就讲到说我们要按我们的形象按照我们的样式造人。
And when God created men and women, He said we will create them in our image and after our likeness.
所以当初神造会幕的时候也是有个样式。
So when God was building the tabernacle, He also had a pattern.
这个跟我们今天在地上建立教会有非常大的关系。
And it's very important to how we build the church today.
所以当初神这个吩咐摩西的时候呢，就告诉他说呢，你要谨慎按照这个样式来做。
And when God spoke to Moses, He's asking him to be careful and cautious to build according to the pattern that showed him from the mountain.
那我们知道在这个会幕里面有很多的东西的。
And we know that inside the tabernacle, there are many things.
不仅 有外面的围子 有这个棚子里面还有很多的器具。
And not only the surrounding, but all the covering, but also there are many articles within the tabernacle.
我们看见神呢把每一样这个事物的样式的都告诉摩西。
And we read that God have shown Moses everything that he need to do.
所以每样东西都有个样子的。
So everything has a pattern.
弟兄姊妹非常重要。
So brother and sister, that is very important.
这跟天我们今天在地上的聚会有密切的关系。
For it's very closely related how we gather on the earth today.
当然在旧约里面他讲的是样式。
So in the Old Testament, he spoke about the pattern.
到了新约我们知道这就指的原则属灵的原则说。
But then when we come to the New Testament, we understand at the spiritual principles.
所以教会的聚会里面各式样的事物只要符合于这个原则那就是对的样式。
So all the service and ministry in the church, if it's according to the spiritual principle, then it's correct.
T. Austin Sparks 弟兄曾经讲过一句很好的话。
And Brother Austin Sparks said something which is very helpful.
他说啊属灵的原则就是基督的意义。
For the spiritual principle is the meaning of Christ.
啊翻得非常好。完全准确啊。属灵的原则就是基督的意义。
For the spiritual principle is the meaning of Christ.
啊那么所以我们读圣经的时候我们要读出属灵的原则对吧
?So when we read the Bible, we must discover its spiritual principles.
我们都知道你有原则就有路可走了。
Because if you discover the principle, then you have the way to go
on. 你没有原则你不知道怎么做。
Without the principle, you don't know what to do.
所以我们读圣经要从圣经中读出属灵的原则。
So when we read the Bible, we must discover the spiritual principles.
但是我们的弟兄告诉我们
But also our brother tells us,
这个属灵的原则就是基督的意义。
For this spiritual principle is the meaning of Christ.
哇这是多么重要的一个话。
It's very important.
弟兄姊妹们希伯来书的作者也告诉我们
And the writer of the book of Hebrew also tells us,
他们在地上呢这个按照样式的服侍啊
Or when that ministry or service on the earth,
其实是天上事情的形状和影像
is all according to the heavenly patterns.
所以你看见今天呢，弟兄姊妹们在地上的这个会幕中间的这些样式啊，原来是指着天上的事情说的。
So all the things we see down here in the tabernacle is actually what's been revealed to us in heaven.
所以我晚些要用一点时间和弟兄姊妹们就着会幕的这个样式做点解释。
So tonight I'd like to spend a little bit of time to talk about the pattern in the tabernacle.
啊，其实我刚刚讲这个会幕的样式就指着就我等等会讲了指着聚会的原则。
For when we start to see the pattern in the tabernacle, it also later on points to the way we are gathering together.
首先我们看这个整个的会幕。
And firstly, we want to look at the whole tabernacle.
我想弟兄姊妹都很清楚。
I believe that brother sister is clear about this.
在旧约的 里面
And in the Old Testament,
所有的百姓都知道那是一个最神圣的地方。
All the people of God know that the tabernacle is the holy place.
啊，以色列十二个支派围绕着会幕。
And we see that the 12 tribes of Israel surrounding the tabernacle.
那么各个都知道那个地方是最神圣的地方。
And everyone knows that that is the holy place.
所有世界的东西跟我们私人的东西都不可以带到那里面去的。
So anything that's in the world and belonging to us, we cannot bring it to that place.
我们讲了这个会幕呢，其实就预表教会的。
And we spoke before that the tabernacle is representing the church.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在新约时代中，我们对教会有这么神圣的感觉吗？
We want to ask brother and sister, when we look at the church today, do we have the same reverence?
你看见今天多少世界的东西、私人的东西进到教会里面。
But today, we look at as many worldly things and personal things are brought into the church.
所以主把一个小小的形象摆在我们里面。
And so, God put this small pattern in our heart.
我希望呢，从今天开始起。
And I hope that from today,
你想到教会的时候，
And every time you think about the church,
你里面有会幕的一个样式。
Maybe in your heart, you have the image of the tabernacle.
你要知道这是一个最神圣的地方。
And you recognize it's the most holy place.
教会是一个最神圣的地方。
For the church, it's the most holy place.
你绝对不能把世界东西带进来。
You can never bring things of the world into it.
旧约的以色列百姓都知道这件事情的重要。
For the people in the Old Testament, they all know this is very important.
所以今天我们要求主让我们有这样的思想，要把一切世界的东西、私人的东西统统把它隔除在外。
So may God give us the understanding that anything from the world and from self, we have to separate.
所以你远远看见会幕的时候，它有一个围子，外面一个帐，一个围子把它围起来的。
Then we can see that before you can go into the tabernacle, there's actually a surrounding wall around it.
那个是一个分别的界限。
And that is actually the wall of separation.
你不可以把任何的东西搬进来的。
Because you cannot just bring anything into it.
哇，今天呢，人把教会看成什么了？
But today, how do people look at the church?
世界大量大量东西都进来了。
Everything that the world has, we can bring it inside.
弟兄姊妹们，你原谅我，容许我讲的一点更比较实际一点的事情。
And my brothers and sisters, let me speak something that is more practical.
啊，今天人对教会的看法。
Today, many people view the church this way.
远赶不上以色列人对会幕的看法。
They can never compare to the way the children of Israel look at the tabernacle.
哇，有的时候我们拿着教会在那里庆祝我们的生日啊。
And sometimes they will just come to the church to celebrate our birthday.
有的传道人也这么做的。
And even the preacher will do that on stage.
我常常跟他们讲啊。
And when I saw that, I talked to them.
摩西120岁。
I said, when Moses is 120 years old,
他也不敢在会幕里面来庆祝生日啊。
He will dare not to celebrate his birthday inside the tabernacle.
这是不是一个简单的一个道理啊？
Is that not a very simple principle?
这里不可以把世界东西拿进来的。
You cannot bring the worldly things into the church.
今天教会光景的软弱。
But we can see that the weakness of the church today.
就是因为大量世界的东西进到教会里面。
Because there's so many worldly things have entered into the church.
人的智慧。
And people's wisdom.
人的地位。
And man's position.
哇，我们有的时候看见有些教会里面，你一个传道人，你侍奉主就侍奉主吧。
We can see that someone that is speaker, if he serve the Lord, he should just serve the Lord.
他要加上很多名头啊。
But then you can see that they have to add to his title many other titles.
哎呀，最平常看见什么博士，什么委员。哦，弟兄姊妹们，加上一大堆东西。
So behind the name, they have to add some kind of a title for the PhD and some kind of a position within an organization.
我们知道在教会里，你我都是弟兄姊妹，对不对啊？
But when we come into the church, we're all brothers and sisters. There's no need for us to lift anybody up. But you know, men like to do these kind of things.
我跟你讲一个笑话。
I tell you a joke.
我有时到一个地方去聚会。
I once went to a place to meet.
那个弟兄啊知道我呢什么都没有。
Because that brother knows that I have no title at all.
要介绍我也很难介绍。
And he said, well, it's so hard to introduce you.
我也不是什么名校毕业，我也没有什么博士衔头，我什么都不是。
Because I don't have any, I didn't graduate from any famous university, I didn't have any PhD degrees.
因为这两年呢，我印了两本书啊。
And these few years, I published two books.
啊，那个书啊还蛮厚的。
And it's quite a thick book.
所以那天聚会的时候，那个弟兄上去了。
And so those gathering there said, oh, that brother went up.
他说，哦，今天我们来了一个弟兄。
And he said, oh, today we have invited a brother.
他是这两本书的作者。
And he had a little two books that he's the author of these two thick books.
为什么呢？因为在那个地区里面的人呢，都是一些退休的科学家了，教授、医生、律师，一大堆人。
Because in his assembly, that's a lot of them are retired doctors and lawyers and professors.
所以呢，他怕我受委屈，他弄我两本书去讲。
And he feel that I may be disappointed, so he used these two books to introduce me.
哎呀，我真是非常的窘迫。
And then when he did that, I feel really, really,
弟兄姊妹们，在教会里面不需要这些东西的。
But brother and sister, in the church, we don't need any of that.
我们必须有一个神圣的感觉。
We need to come with a reverent heart.
教会是地上最神圣的地方。
For the church is the most holy place on the earth.
你不可以把你任何东西拉进来。
You cannot bring anything of the world into it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
求主给我们有敬畏主的心。
May God give us a reverent heart.
教会是多么神圣的一件事情。
For God's church, it's a very holy place.
所以这个会幕样式第一个提醒我们，这是一个神圣需要被分别为圣的地方。
And so looking at the pattern of the tabernacle, the first thing it speaks to us is its holy place and it is separated.
但是另外一面，它也给我们看见这个会幕啊，是一个很简单的地方。
But at the same time, it shows us the tabernacle is something quite simple.
因为它这个最高的一个棚子是海狗皮。
Because the top layer of the covering is badger skin.
所以你从外面看并不好看。
So if looking outwardly, it doesn't look beautiful.
但是它里面非常的华丽。
But inside is quite different.
哦，越往里面去越华丽。
But the deeper you went inside, the more greater it comes.
所以这个代表一个原则。
And that shows us a principle.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
300年前弟兄运动的弟兄们，他们明白这个道理。
About 300 years ago, the brethren's movement, they understand this.
因为在这之前，
because before that, the
time before, 你到欧洲去，哇，他们注重外面礼拜堂的华丽。
In the Europe, you can see their focus is looking at the extravagance of the cathedrals.
你今天到欧洲去，这个地方都变观光的地方了。
So now when you go to Europe, it's become a tourism place.
他们注重外面的华丽，那个礼拜堂盖得高大。
And they all want to build a grand cathedral.
里面呢，很多的仪式。
And inside, there's so many traditions.
那么后来弟兄们发现一件事情。
And then the brethren discover one
thing. 神儿女的聚会是为了敬拜。
For the place of gathering for the children's goal is to worship.
我们只要在灵和真实里面敬拜就够了。
We only need to come to worship God in spirit and in truth.
所以我们就开始回归简单。
And so they start to return to simplicity.
我们要感谢主啊。
We want to thank the Lord.
因为弟兄们的这个认识啊。
And because of the brethren's have this understanding.
所以你看见今天我们聚会的地方都很简单呐。
And now you see that the place where we gather today is quite simple.
你不需要装彩色玻璃，对不对？
There's no need to have any stained glass windows.
你也不必弄个什么高塔。
And there's no need to build a high tower.
因为我们是这里是敬拜主的地方。
Because we come here to worship God.
所以过去呢，弟兄们就明白了，教会是指着我们这些人说的。
So the brothers start to understand when God speaks about the church, it's about you and me, people. It's not talking about the outward building. For what God wants is that we should worship Him in spirit and in truth.
所以因此从300年前教会开始回归简单。
So 300 years ago, the church started to return to simplicity.
哎呀，我常常有时候感觉弟兄运动啊，给我们留下两件很宝贵的东西。
And sometimes I feel that the brethren's movement have left behind two precious things to us.
啊，当然他们有很多真理的亮光啊。
And we know that they also brought forth many,
doctrines.
But for according to gathering together, there are two precious things.
一个就是简单。
And first is return to simplicity.
第二个就是准确。
And second is to be accurate.
对啊，一定要按照圣经的话，准确的跟随主。
We need to accurately follow the teaching of the Bible.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个给我们带来何等样的祝福。
And brother and sister, that brings a great blessing.
你看现在的基督教
You look at today's Christianity.
很多的聚会都要把它弄得很复杂，弄得这个活动很多。
And many gathering places, many meeting places have make it very complicated and many activities.
其实我们能在灵里面敬拜主是最大的快乐。
But if we can worship the Lord in spirit and truth, it's the greatest joy we have.
我们有一对弟兄姊妹啊，他从美国东岸来到西岸。
And we have a couple that was in America on the west coast come to the east coast.
他在我们中间聚会聚了两年。
Then he come to gather with us for 2 years.
有一次一个东岸的弟兄打电话给他。
And once a brother from the east coast called him up.
他说你们在那边好吗？
I say, are you okay? Are doing okay at the west coast?
你们的聚会怎么样啊？
And how is your gathering there?
他说、啊、这里的聚会除了圣经什么都没有。
And then that reply was like, well, our gathering here, the only thing we have is the Bible and we have nothing else.
他们就整天就是读圣经敬拜主，什么活动也没有。
And so they only gathering together to study the Bible and worship the Lord and no other activities.
我感谢主。
And I thank the Lord.
我们那里现在有十几位的负责弟兄。
And we have more than 10 response brothers.
我们都持守这个原则。
And we all hold on to this principle.
甚至有的弟兄们说，哎，我们来点什么活动。No.
And when other brothers say, why don't we have other activity? And we say, no.
我们用最简单的方式敬拜主。
Because we want to worship the Lord in simplicity.
多么快乐呢。
And it's very joyful.
所以后来我告诉弟兄姊妹，我跟各处弟兄姊妹讲。
And later on, we tell different groups of brothers and sisters.
你如果走简单的路，
if you walk a simple way,
你的聚会里面就不会有难处。
Then your gathering have less problem.
你如果喜欢搞花样，
but if you want to make it complicated,
你知道我们这个人的魂是复杂的东西，
because our soul is very complicated.
你简单就不刺激它。
If you keep it simple, then you do not stir it.
你喜欢搞些花样就刺激它，它就简直多了。
But you want to create many different patterns, then you will rouse it up.
所以你知道这是秘诀吗？
So what is the secret about this?
弟兄姊妹们，这个会幕就告诉我们，神要求外面的简单。
So the pattern of the tabernacle shows us God wants something outwardly simple.
但是里面要丰富。
But inside must be rich and abundant.
要有主生命的丰富。
We need to have the abundance of the
light. 要有圣经的亮光。
We need to have the light of the revelation of the Bible.
要有神丰富的同在。
We need to have the abundance of God's presence.
弟兄姊妹，教会是讲究里面的丰富，不是讲究外面的活动。
So the church is speak the abundance of what's inside and not the outward activities.
所以你就知道这个样式。非常的重要。
And now we see that the pattern is very important.
当然，我们的时间不许可我讲的太多啊。那么这个提醒已经够了，对吧
？So because of time's limit, I cannot speak more on this.
求主把会幕的样式摆在我们里面。
May God put in our heart the pattern of the tabernacle.
让我们有敬畏主的心。
And give us a heart to reverence Him.
对教会，我们要知道。这是最神圣的地方。
So we know that the church is the most holy place.
绝不能容许世界的东西进来。
We're not going to allow anything of the world
to enter in. 个人的东西带进来。
And we're not going to bring anything is from self.
当然，你一进会幕的门
Of course, when he entered the door of the tabernacle,
你第一个看见是祭坛。
And the first thing you saw is the altar.
圣经对祭坛也描写了它，描述它的样子，对不对？
And the Bible also described what the pattern of the altar.
我们不可能用时间把整个祭坛的样子来做解释。
And we don't have enough time to look in detail of the whole altar.
我只能简单的和弟兄姊妹提。
But I can only briefly tell brother and sister.
不，我们注重他那个属灵的原则。
Because we're focusing on its spiritual principle.
这个祭坛说明什么呢？
What does this altar represent?
当然，第一个我们的印象是献祭的地方。
The first impression is for offering a sacrifice.
只是奉献的来说的。
It speaks of offering.
我们今天呢，很多弟兄姊妹呢，不太明白这个奉献真实的意义。
But today, many brothers and sisters don't understand what does it mean by offering.
你看旧约的时候，以色列百姓不要牵了一头羊来献祭。
But in the Old Testament, the people of God had to bring a goat to offer.
你把那个羊宰杀之后啊
，And after you kill the lamb,
然后呢，就把这个羊放在这个祭坛上。
And then you offer the lamb on the altar.
尤其你做全身的燔祭啊
，and even you offer up a whole burnt offering，
那么他要整个把整个羊烧成灰
，and you need to burn up the whole lamb, consume it into ashes。
那弟兄姊妹，这是什么意思呢
？But brother and sister, what does that mean？
这就是新约圣经里面保罗所说的
，and this is in the New Testament what Apostle Paul tells us。
我们的旧人要和他同钉十字架
，is our old self。Need to be crucified with Christ.
你知道这整只羊完全烧干净了。
And we can see that the whole lamb is being burned up.
其实呢，这个祭坛就说明所有一切天然的救人的东西，没有一样东西可以带进去的。
It's telling us anything that's from the natural self, we cannot bring it into the tabernacle.
哇，如果今天你真正明白了这个奉献的意义啊。
If today we truly understand the meaning of the offering,
就我们天然人来讲，觉得很可怕。
And from the natural person, it's very scary.
你所有的智慧，你所有的成就，自以为是的东西，全部要化成灰的。
Because all your wisdom, all your knowledge, all want to become ashes.
所以其实呢，这个祭坛是阻止旧造的东西进到，神的工作里面的。
So we can say the altar is actually stopping anything is of the old self from entering the tabernacle.
所有一切救人的东西到此为止，你知道吗？
Everything that is belonging to the old man are stopped here.
你知道救人的是包括什么？包括我们的不是光是坏，包括我们那些好的。
And the old man is not only including the things that are bad about us, but everything good about us.
这就说明。神的工作一点都不需要我们人的东西掺进去。
And it speaks to us that God's word cannot be mixed with man's word.
所以十字架的意思就是要舍己。
And that's why the meaning of the cross is denying of self.
所以这个祭坛就是十字架。
So this altar is the cross.
所以你看我们主耶稣出来侍奉主的时候啊。
So we see that when our Lord Jesus started his public ministry,
他第一件事情他就是受浸，对吧？
The first thing he did was baptized in Jordan River.
主的受浸是舍己啊，是包括这个祭坛的意思在里面。
For that baptism also speak of the himself of the altar.
最后他完全钉在十字架上。
And lastly, he was crucified on the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters.
这个祭坛
，this altar
是十字架的意义
，is representing the cross。
你如果读旧约的历史
，if you read the history in the Old Testament，
以色列人常常破坏神的原则。
We can see that the children of Israel constantly breaking God's principles。
你如果读列王的传记
，especially when you read the Kings，
你看以色列人最喜欢什么？喜欢一个东西叫做秋坛
，and You will constantly read about the children of Israel like to build the altar.
不是，这个秋坛，这个 high place.
High place.
啊，哎，很奇怪的，这个以色列人就喜欢这个东西。
And it's quite curious because the children of Israel like to build these high places.
我们知道神要的是祭坛。
And we know that God wants order.
你以色列百姓喜欢的是秋坛。
But yet, the children of Israel like high places.
你如果立独列王的这个传记
If you read the writing about the kings,
多次出现这样的话只是秋坛没有废去。
And you constantly repeatedly reading this, but the high place have not been taken away.
我们知道这个秋坛代表什么呢
What does the high place represent?
这秋坛代表宗教。
For this high place represent religion.
宗教的行为。
All the religious activity.
也代表我们天然的生命。
And it also represent the natural self.
你知道这些年在教会里面出现很多不同的理论。
You know that many years in the church that have different kind of doctrine teaching.
有人主张二元论。
And some speak about, theory
一种或者反正是二元论啊，意思就是说呢，灵魂不要分家的。
Oh, some speak about that we only make up of two parts, so that the soul and the spirit cannot be separate.
但圣经告诉我们，我们是灵魂体。
But the teaching from the Bible is our spirit, soul, and body.
为什么喜欢二元论呢
？But why do they like to speak only man-made from two parts?
你就可以发挥你个人的。许多的长处
Because then you can exercise and use up all the ability in the soul.
你就可以宣扬自己的名声
And you can go and advertise your own fame.
因为我知道有一些他们主张二元论的人呢
Because I know that those people that teaches about the two parts.
如果你到他们那个礼拜堂去啊
If you go to their gathering.
你一进门就看见他的大照片挂在那里
Because when you Going to the entrance, you see a big picture about the preacher.
甚至有一次一个人去传福音。
And once someone went to preach the gospel.
外面挂了三幅大的图画。
And outside they have hang out three big pictures.
一个是他的照相。
And one picture is himself.
一个是他太太的照相片。
And one picture is his wife.
还有一个是他的女儿的照片。
And another one is his daughter.
你传福音就传福音好了，你挂这个照片干什么？
If you are preaching the gospel, then just preach the gospel. Why you need to show people all your photos?
他们就是显扬他们自己的家庭。
Because they want to lift out their own family.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
这是非常可怕的。
It's a very scary thing.
我们知道这些东西都属于秋坛的东西。
Because all this belongs to the high places.
当然我今天没有时间详细去解释这个。
And today we don't have the time to go into detail.
今天我们所要传讲的是基督的十字架。
For today, what we preach is the cross of Christ.
很可惜啊，今天在整个基督教里面
，But it's pity to see that throughout the Christianity,
十字架的道理成了一个失传的真理。
So the doctrine of the cross becomes something that been forget.
如果我们不懂得十字架。
If we don't understand the cross,
我们天然的魂就不能够受到约束。
Then our natural soul cannot be restrained.
我们知道今天这个地上教会的光景。
And we see the condition of the church here today.
可以说是人的魂大泛滥的一个时代。
We can see that man's soul are really exaggerated.
所以人喜欢秋坛，不喜欢祭坛。
And that's why men like the high places and not like the altar.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个祭坛的这个样式不能更改。
So brother and sister, the pattern of the altar we cannot change it.
那么我们看见经过祭坛之后，下面一个洗濯盆。
And when we went past the altar, then we can see the brazen basin.
那么当然，这个是祭司们用来洗手洗脚的。
And we can see that it's for the priest to wash their hands and feet.
就指的说今天你进到神的家里服侍啊。
And today, when you come into God's house to serve,
你的手脚都要干净。
Your hands and feet must be clean.
今天我们看见很遗憾很多侍奉主的人手脚不干净的。
But today, it's pity to say that many that are serving the Lord, their hands and feet are not clean.
需要洁净。
But we need to be clean.
当然了。你今天光洗手洗脚还不够的。
But today we just washing hands and feet is not enough.
更重要的，侍奉神需要一个清洁的良心。
But today, most important thing to serve God is to have a clean conscience.
今天我们看见很多人 良心不干净，还在那里服侍。
And today we see many that have an unclean conscience and yet still they're serving.
当然，我们不敢讲每个人的良心都是干净的，对吧
？Even though we cannot say that everyone's conscience is clean.
但是希伯来书告诉我们
，But the book of Hebrew tells us，
主的血可以把我们的良心洗得洁净。
The blood of Christ can wash our conscience clean.
至少今天你犯错了，你要有感觉。
And today, if you did wrong, you need to know about it.
哎呀，这些年呢，我也发现一件事情。
But these many years, I also discovered one thing.
我们不仅呢叫福音朋友认罪不容易啊。
And not only is hard to ask gospel friend to repent.
哎，你会发现叫基督徒认罪更不容易。
But to ask Christian to repent is also difficult.
有的人错就错到底。
Because you constantly see people when they're wrong to the end.
所以约翰写约翰一书
，And when Apostle John write the epistle of John，
他告诉我们说你要认自己的罪
，And he asks tells us we need to confess our sins，
主的血就把你洗干净
，And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all，
所以进到神的跟前
，So when we come before God，
需要洁净
，We need to be cleansed，
像我们参加波饼聚会时候一样
，Especially when we come to break a bread，
保罗提醒我们，你如果有罪啊，先认了罪才能波饼啊。
And Paul is reminding us, if you have sinned, then you need to repent of sin before you can break the bread.
不然你就吃喝自己的罪呀。
Because you will eat and drink your own sins.
我们有多少弟兄姊妹，我们进到这个擘饼聚会之前，我们先在主面前认认罪的呢
？But today, how many brothers and sisters, before they break the bread, they will actually repent before God?
所以进到神的跟前是需要洁净。
So today, when we come before God, we need to be cleansed.
然后我们就进到了圣所的里面。
And after that, we came into the Holy Place.
我们看见那里有几样东西都是有样子的啊。
And we also see that few things in that pattern.
有陈设饼的桌子。
We have the table of showbread.
当然，我们知道这个是教会里面属灵供应的原则。
And we know that it speaks about the spiritual principle of supplying in the church.
你里面要有无酵饼啊。
What you provide is unleavened bread.
就是纯的。纯全的一个生命供应。
You need to supply pure life.
我们记得主耶稣对门徒们说：“你要防备文士和法利赛人的那个教，对吧
？”But Jesus once reminded his disciple that they need to be careful of the east of the scribes and Pharisees.
多少的教训都掺杂了世界的东西在里面。
Because a lot of that teaching have mixed things from the world.
神的儿女。需要听见神纯净的话语。
For as a children of God, we need to hear the pure word of God.
那并且我们看见那里有十二块饼。
And we also see that there are 12 showbread.
是全面的供应。
It's a complete supply.
所以呢，神的供应不是为着什么特殊的团体，神愿意供应他所有神的儿女。
Because God supplies not just for special gathering, but it's for His people.
然后我们又看见这对面有个金金的灯台。
And opposite the table showbread, we can see the golden lampstand.
当然，这个金金的灯台很漂亮。
And this pure gold lampstand is very beautiful.
神造这个不是光是为着装饰，为着好看。
But God, given all this pattern, is not just good for looking at.
这个金金的灯台是说明了。光照说明了启示的原则。
For this lampstand speak about revelation, become enlightenment.
因为它是一个 会发光的。
Because it will be show forth light.
它里面有油的。
And inside there's oil.
啊，我们知道是圣灵所带来的光照和启示。
And we know that it speaks about the Holy Spirit brings revelation and enlightenment.
但是这个金金的灯台提醒我们。
But this pure Golden lampstand tells us.
它是用一块金子锤出来的。
It's all beaten from one gold.
它不是
one piece of gold.
不是拼拼凑凑的。
And it's not many pieces and get put together.
这指着教会合一的见证说的。
It also tells us the oneness in the church.
所以弟兄姊妹们，到了启示录的时代。
So brothers and sisters, when we come to the book of Revelation,
在地上代表教会。最大的一个标志就是金金的灯台。
And we see that today on the church representing the church is the golden lampstand.
神喜欢 他的儿女们能够合而为一。
For God would see His children have that oneness.
并且它是纯金打造的。
It's also beaten with pure gold.
这个当然，这个是纯粹神的启示。
And we can see that it's the pure revelation from God.
所以它有一个样式的。
And it has this pattern.
那这些呢，就是属灵的原则啊，我们讲过。
And these are the spiritual principles.
然后呢，那里中间有一个香坛和香炉。
And we also see that there's the altar of incense and also the bowl of incense.
我们都知道这个是代表祷告的原则。
It also speaks to us about the spiritual principle.
但在这里，他给我们一个重要的提醒。
But it also gives us a very important reminder.
当你在坛上献祭的，不可以用燔火。
And when it comes to make an offering, you cannot use strange fire.
我们知道亚伦两个儿子因为献燔火。遭到神的击杀，对不对？
We know the two children of Aaron because they offer strange fire and they were burned to death.
所以连祷告我们都需要怎么样？跟着圣灵的感动。
And so when we come to pray, we need to pray according as the Holy Spirit leads us.
你知道吗？我们有很多时候连祷告我们都会做人情呢。
You know that sometimes when we come to pray,We may pray according what people like to hear.
我们也讨好一个人。
Because we want to please somebody.
我们的祷告呢，你不是向着神，你为他祷告，为着他了，对不对？
And then your prayer is not offering to God, but you are offering a prayer for someone.
我们必须知道祷告是很神圣的事情。
But we need to know prayer is very serious.
并且呢，这个呢是带进至圣所的。
And from there, it's a leading in to the most holy place.
弟兄姊妹，我在这里稍微提醒一下，我们要注重教会的祷告。
And dear brother and sister, I want to focus to say that we need to pay attention to the prayer of the church.
在旧约圣经里面有两种香炉。
And in the Old Testament, there are two types of incense bowl.
你如果读民数记
，If you read Numbers,
当那些以色列百姓他们受到神的审判的时候
，When the children of Israel faced the judgment of God，
他们手中拿着铜香炉，对不对
？And they quickly carry a brazen incense in their hand。
那圣经就告诉我们，个人的祷告是铜香炉。
And so the Bible teaches us that our personal prayer is the brazen incense or。
那么到了启示录里面告诉我们
，But when it comes to Revelation。
众圣徒的祷告是金香炉
，But the prayer of the saints is the golden incense.
所以我们要重视教会的祷告。
So that's why we need to pay attention to the church prayer.
当然，个人的祷告主听的。
Of course, our personal prayer God will hear.
众人一起的祷告，那个果效更不一样。
But the corporate praying.The effect is even greater.
所以在以赛亚书里面告诉我们
，So in the book of Isaiah it tells us，
主说我的家是万民祷告的家。
For my house shall be a place for all the prayer or house of prayer for all people。
所以祷告生活多么的重要呢
？So we can see prayer is so important。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，但是呢，祷告也有祷告的原则。
And when we come to pray, there is also spiritual principle for prayer.
你要学会顺从圣灵的感动开口祷告。
For we need to learn to be led by the Holy Spirit.
我们知道有些刚刚蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹，叫你在聚会里面开口祷告不容易。
We know that for some newly saved believers, that is very hard to ask them to open in prayer in public.
有时候感动到心的蹦蹦跳。好像都到了喉咙口就要跳出去了，他还是不开口。
But then sometimes their heart is so moved that they even the voice comes to the throat, but just they just won't let it out.
但是对我们多年蒙恩的弟兄姊妹
，But for many of us that are saved for many years，
我们也要注意一件事情。
But we also need to pay attention to one thing.
祷告是灵的故事。
For prayer.It's the story from the Spirit.
你要顺着灵里面的感动祷告。
You need to pray according as moved by the Holy Spirit.
哎呀，你不要说我蒙恩多年了，我一开口就会祷告了。
You don't say that because you've been saved many years. You can open your mouth straight and pray.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
But dear brothers and sisters,
这个都不符合于真正祷告的原则。
If we are like that, it's not does not meet the spiritual principle.
所以神给这个祷告也有一个样式。
So God also give us a pattern for prayer.
然后我们进到至圣所里面。
And when we come into the most holy place,
当然这里面最重要是约柜。
We know the most important is the ark.
这个约柜也被称作是见证的柜。
And it also mentioned as the ark of testimony.
在基督还没有降世之前。
Before Christ came into the earth.
最能代表基督的就是这个约柜。
And what can represent Christ is the ark.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
整个会幕的最中心就是那个约柜。
For the center of the whole tabernacle is the ark.
这也提醒我们。
And it reminds us.
教会最中心的事物是基督的见证。
It tells us the most important thing in the church is the testimony of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神就把这个约柜建造得很有样子。
So, brother and sister, we can see that God also built this ark according to the pattern.
上面有基路伯。
There is the cherubims covering it.
然后中间有一块金的板。
And in the middle, there is the golden plate.
这个柜子里面呢，有这个一块法板，有金冠的玛瑙。
And we can see that inside the ark, there is the Ten Commandments and also the jar of manna.
那么到最后呢，我们看见呢，那个亚伦发芽的杖也在里面。
And later we see Aaron's rod that was burned also inside.
所以可见神不是注光注重外面的东西。
So we can see that God is not only just pay attention to
the outward. 神是注重那个里面真正的意义。
But it's also pay attention on the meaning that's inside.
所以这个约柜的上一半。
We can see the first half of this tabernacle.
代表主的救恩。
Of the ark is God's salvation.
因为神公义的要求落在那个施恩座，落在基督的身上。
Because God's righteous requirements have fallen on the mercy seat.
是主为我们完成了神公义的要求。
It's the Lord Jesus that has satisfied God's righteous judgment.
然后这个柜里面呢。
And then inside the ark.
当然这个法板呢。
And we can see the Ten Commandments.
上面刻着十条的诫命。
Because the stone was engraved with the Ten Commandments.
它是两块板，对吧？
There is also two stones.
那代表生命的性情。
And it also speak about the nature of life.
所以真正的见证是生命的流露。
So the true testimony is the manifestation of life.
我们不是用外面的工作来显示主的见证。
We do not use the outward work to show forth God's work.
哎呀，这些年呢，我常常感觉到我们基督徒啊，对这个真正的生命很忽略。
And these many years, I feel that Christians have neglected life, the testimony of life.
我不知道我以往在这里有没有说过。
I'm not sure if I have spoken about this
before. 约翰在晚年的时候告诉我们。
When the Apostle John speaking to us in his old age.
约翰福音第一章第四节有很重要的话。
And in the Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 4 says something very important.
那里说生命在他里头。
In him was life.
所以今天呢是主耶稣把生命带给我们的。
And today is Jesus that brought this life to us.
所以我们要到他这里才能得生命。
And we need to come to him to receive this life.
这是一个很重要的原则。
It's a very important principle.
所以约翰福音第五章告诉我们。
So the Gospel of John chapter 5 tells us.
那么主告诉我们说，你们查圣经，你们以为有永生，然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
He said you search the scriptures thinking there is eternal life, but you would not come to me that you may have life.
所以我常常问弟兄姊妹。
And quite often I ask brothers and sisters.
生命在不在圣经里啊？
So is there life in the Bible?
我每次一问呢，那个弟兄姊妹的脸上表情就奇怪。
And every time I ask this question, I can see there's doubts in the face of brother and sister.
你问这个为什么问这么怪的问题啊？
Why you ask such a strange question?
那么弟兄姊妹问你，生命在不在圣经里啊？
And I want to ask you, is there life in the Bible?
很多人点头。
And many nodded their head.
那你点头，我就说你错了。
But if you just nod your head, then you are wrong.
因为约翰福音五章主明明讲嘛。
And because in Gospel of John chapter 5, the Lord Jesus speak clearly.
你们读圣经，你们以为里面有永生呢、啊、
？You search the scripture, thinking in it is eternal life.
所以生命不在圣经里。
And we know this life is not in the Bible itself.
哇，那假如说你是恐怕讲异端了，对不对啊？
And maybe many of you think that I'm preaching something that's heresy.
那我读圣经干嘛呢？
Then you ask me, so well, then why do I read the Bible?
弟兄姊妹，你要明白一件事情。
But brother and sister, we need to understand one
thing. 你如果光读外面的圣经，那是字句道理。
If you only just read the letter of the Bible, it's only just knowledge.
你要摸到圣经中的基督，你就得生命了。
But if you touch the Christ that is revealed in the Bible, then you gain life.
所以我们读圣经做什么？
So why do we read the Bible?
是为了认识基督。
We want to read the Bible to know Christ.
更多亲近基督。
We are using this as a means to draw near to him.
所以你读圣经，你要摸着圣经中的基督，你才得着生命。
So as you read the Bible, you need to test the Christ that is described in the Bible, then you have life.
因为约翰告诉我们很清楚。
So that's why Apostle John clearly tells us.
生命在他里面。
For in him is life.
你要牢记这句话。
We need to remember this.
这样我就可以跟你们来推广啊，其他的用处。
Because then I can tell you other things about that.
那我问你们，生命在不在聚会里啊？
Then I ask you another question. Is there life in our gathering together here?
生命在不在聚会里啊？
Is there life here?
大家很多人点头。
Many of you again nodded your head.
我不晓得你这个点头，你是不是真的懂得意义？
I don't know whether nodding your head is really understand the question.
生命不在聚会里。
But life is not in just the gathering.
那你说我们来聚会干嘛呢？
Then you ask me, then why do we gather together then?
现在我告诉你，你要摸到聚会中的基督，你才摸到生命。
I want to tell you, is as you come into contact with Christ in the meeting, then you have life.
如果今天你来聚会，你光是想听道的。
If you come here today, just want to listen to a sermon.
那个是不够的。
Then that's not enough.
你要摸到聚会中的主，你才得到生命。
But you need to in touch with Christ that's here.
难怪今天地上有很多的团体，他们整天搞这个活动，搞那个活动，有的人又进到那个聚会里，一点生命的感觉你都摸不到。
But then that's why we look at today that many assembly have so many activities and organization, but yet inside the people's life do not change.
因为他们只注重外面的活动。
Because all they pay attention to is the outward activity.
他们甚至根本没有把注意力摆在主身上。
They not even pay attention to the Lord himself.
你怎么会得到生命？
Then how can you gain life?
主是与我们同在的。
Yes, the Lord is present with us.
但你要摸到他。
But have you touched in touch with him?
记得。
Let us remember.
生命在他里头。
For in him is life.
我加强这个大家的印象，我再问你们。
And because just to emphasize, I want to ask you one more question.
生命在不在诗歌里面呢？
Is there life in the hymns?
我想你们现在可以大胆的告诉我。
And maybe now you can boldly tell me.
有的人还是不敢讲啊。
But some of you cannot say.
我想诗歌是多神圣的东西啊。
It's like even the hymns, they are very holy.
弟兄姊妹，生命不在诗歌本里。
We know that brother and sister, life is not in the hymn book.
但是每一次当你唱诗歌的时候，
But every time as we sing the hymns,
你如果摸到基督，
If that singing brings you in touch with Christ,
你就摸到生命，
Then you're in touch with life.
你看我们今天在地上神的儿女有的是很可怜的。
And today you see some condition of children of God is very pitiful.
哎呀，我们觉得这些诗歌都太古老了。
And they feel that all these hymns are too old.
唱起来没味道啊。
And just there's no taste in
it. 要换一换新的东西啊。
We need to change it to something new.
那个只不过是刺激我们的情感。
But all that new things only excites our soul.
对我们根本就没有多大的益处。
But yet itself do not bring much meaning.
如果你能摸到诗歌中的基督。
But if you come in touch with Christ in the hymns.
这首歌你就唱上一百遍你还是有感动的。
But even the same hymn you sing 100 times, you still will be moved.
Oh, 过去有好多的聚会里面。
But in the past, there are many gatherings.
我看见很多年长的弟兄姊妹。
And a lot of older brothers and sisters.
他们这些诗歌一生不知道唱了几十遍、几百遍。
And some of the hymns they have sung more than 100 times.
每次一唱就流泪。
And every time they sing, as they're singing, they are there weeping.
所以根本就不是在乎外面的诗歌，对不对？
So to them, it's not just the outward music.
当然，今天如果有人能更多写更多诗歌，这是好事情。
But of course, there's more people writing more hymns about Christ. That's better.
但是如果没有这些，也没有问题。
But even we don't have those things, it's okay.
我唱歌，我是把主心对准的主的。
Because as I sing, I focus my heart on the Lord.
再老的诗歌也能叫你受感动的。
So even an older hymn can still move your heart.
这是生命。
Because it brings life.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters,
教会的见证
，the testimony of the church，
很重要的一部分在乎生命。
And the most important aspect is life.
基督徒应该顺着生命的感觉跟随主。
And as a Christian, you need to follow the outflowing of life.
保罗约翰告诉我们，如果你能顺服恩高的教训，都不需要人教你的。
And even and Apostle John tells us that if we can follow the teaching of the anointing, we don't need anyone else to teach.
所以这个法版
，So we speak of these tablets，
代表着生命的性情。
It speaks about the life。
这个还以金冠的玛瑙代表什么呢
？And then we can hear the jar of manna。
叫做生命的粮食。
It speak out the food for life.
你知道吗？在会幕里面有两种粮食。
We know that inside the tabernacle there's two types of food.
一个是陈设饼。
And one is the showbread.
这个陈设饼呢是祭司们的手做的。
Because this showbread is made by the priest's hands.
那么你进到至圣所里面去的话呢
？But when you come into the most holy place,
它有另外一个食物是玛拿。
And there's another food, type of food is manna.
玛拿是从天上降下来的粮。
For manna is something raining from heaven.
当然，这两种粮都能供应我们。
Of course, these two types of food can supply us.
我很可惜，有很多神的儿女们天天呢只吃陈设饼的。
But sometimes the children of God only just like to eat the showbread.
这个大饼不错，每天吃大饼。
Because every day I can eat a big showbread.
但是光吃那个不够的。
But if you only eat that, it's not enough.
还有，你应当从神直接领受。
You need to come directly receive from God.
所以我常常形容啊。
So I quite often describe it this way.
这个陈设饼啊
，this showbread，
就好像那些属灵书报一样。
It's like all the spiritual writings.
哇，那个那些书啊，到处都是。
You can see today there's so many spiritual books written.
有时候我到那个特会，一看见他们卖书的，把那个书放在那个桌子上。
And when he comes to attend a meeting, they put a whole table of books.
哇，我心里面就觉得很有意思，陈设饼。
And when I see that, I speak to my heart, that's a table showbread.
陈设饼。
That's a showbread.
但是光吃那个不够的。
But if you're only depending on that, it's not enough.
你必须读主的话，直接跟主有接触。
You personally need to read the word of God and receive from God.
那个是玛拿。
Then that is manna.
还有呢，亚伦发芽的杖。
And then we also see the rod or Aaron's rod that's budded.
我们知道那个杏树枝啊，本来已经枯了。
And we know that rod it was dried up.
结果它忽然呢会发芽，会生长，会开花结果。
But then it actually grew budded and bear fruit.
代表复活生命的权柄。
And it speaks about the authority of resurrected life.
所以教会里面的权柄是生命的。
So the authority in the church is life.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
这些神给我们看见的样式
，And God show us this pattern，
在旧约是有实际的样子
，And in the Old Testament there's material thing to show it。
到了新约时代
，But when we come to the New Testament，
这都是神儿女们聚会中间重要的属灵原则。
Is the spiritual principle governing our gathering here together?
我们如果能按照这样的光景做
，If we can follow these spiritual principles,
弟兄姊妹，我们就是按照神的标准行
，Then we are walking in God's standard.
所以神说，准神必拉在耶路撒冷上。
So God said the measuring line is stretched out over Jerusalem.
如果是这样,
if it's like that,
神说我要再怜悯我的百姓。
You say, God said, I will have mercy on my people again.
我要使我的家变得丰盛。
I want to bless my house, so make it abundant.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
如果我们要叫我们的聚会成为神的家,
if we want to build our gathering become the house of God,
成为丰盛,
and so that it becomes abundant,
我们就必须要按照神的标准行。
Then we must walk according to God's standard.
所以这些样式,
so that all these patterns,
说明我们今天聚会是有原则的。
And today, our gathering is governed by
spiritual principles. 按照这些正确的原则在神面前来聚会。
And we gather together according to these principles.
那么我们聚会的样子就是标准的样式。
Then the pattern of a gathering is according to God's standard.
我们不需要去学别人的。
There's no need to copy others.
今天基督教里面弄了很多的样子。
For today, in the Christianity, people come up with many ideas.
但是我们要明确地知道神只给我们原则。
But we need to clearly understand that God only gives us
spiritual principles.
If we follow the principle, then it's right.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so dear brothers and sisters,
感谢我们的主,
we thank our Lord.
他没有隐藏什么不告诉我们。
He did not hide things without telling us.
但是呢, 神渴望我们能明白他的心意。
For God is desire that we should understand His will.
真正按照他的标准建造教会。
We should build the church according to his standard.
按照他的标准在主面前好好的追求。
And we will pursue according to his standard.
按照他的标准我们来聚会。
And we are gathering together according to God's standard.
这样你不必求神祝福，神的祝福恩典一定在我们中间满意。
And we don't need to ask God to bless us because God will bless by himself.
主若许可，明天早晨我们要讲规格的标准。
And if God willing, tomorrow morning, we'll speak on the specification and the norm.
我们请低头在这祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Oh Lord, we want to give you thanks from my heart.
你并没有隐藏你的自己。
You did not hide yourself from us.
直到今天，你仍旧对我们的心说话。
For today, you still willing to speak to our hearts.
你仍旧把你的旨意借着你的话语清清楚楚地启示出来。
For you're willing to reveal your will through your word.
主啊，我愿我们在你面前蒙怜悯。
Lord, may we have mercy before you.
我们能听见你的声音。
That we may hear your voice.
我们的眼能看见你的荣耀。
And open our eyes to see your glory.
好叫我们在今天。这个黑暗混乱的日子里面
so that today, during these dark and confused times,
能够按照你的标准行事
that we can walk according to your standard,
在教个人的追求里面
even in our personal pursuit,
在聚会的生活里面
even our life in our gathering,
我们有一定的准绳
that we have this measuring line,
主啊，求你施恩施怜悯
Lord, may you have mercy and grace upon us.
但愿我们各处的聚会
and lead our meeting at each place.
都能够按照你的心意被建造
That we may be built up according to your heart's desire.
主啊，你在地上
Lord, while you were on earth.
你能找到我们的聚会
That you can find our church.
成为你安息的所在
To be a place that you can rest.
成为你的家
And becomes your house.
我们从深处把敬拜归给你。
We want to bring you our worship from the depth of our heart.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
And we pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.